You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, we all have different ways to success, and the path to getting there isn't always a smooth one. In fact, we can find ourselves on ventures we might never have ever planned for. In today's episode, I'm talking with salon owner and creator of the Gorgeous Strength Summit event, Kayleen Smith, about her background and the business path she's taken to where she is today. We cover her three points of success and the importance of mentors and why sometimes slow growth triumphs rapid success. Let's jump straight into my chat with Kayleen. Kayleen, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Pleased to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, look, let's start by, why don't you tell us where you are in the world, what you're doing with your business, and how did you get to be doing what you're doing?
Yeah, so that's a lot to go into. I am right in the center of the United States. So I am in Wichita, Kansas. Most people would know that from The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy and Toto.
Of course.
We have a ton of tornadoes here, but they're not really that dangerous. So that's where I'm located. And I am newer to the hair industry. So this is my second business, and I am not a licensed cosmetologist or esthetician. I am just a lover of beauty and confidence. So in November of 2017, I opened Tossled, a blow dry bar in Wichita, Kansas, and we are just seeing massive success with a brand new concept to the Wichita market.
It's awesome. And congratulations on entering the beauty industry.
Thank you. It's been so much fun, I have to tell you.
Well, look, you've got some words of wisdom from your experience, not only in your new concept salon, but your previous business. What is it, do you think, that are the keys to success, do you think, in the hair and beauty industry?
Yeah, so I really have three keys to success, and I learned this in my former business. So formerly, I owned a gym, and going into it, I was the technician. So I was the person on the floor training the clients from 5 o'clock in the morning until 9:30 at night, 5 days a week, and also working on the weekends. And I quickly hit burnout. I just couldn't keep up with it. My joy for fitness and teaching other people started to dwindle away, and I didn't know what was happening until finally I invested in a coach, and they said, Kayleen, you cannot do this all. And that's when I realized these three steps that I'll share with you are really the keys to success, or at least the keys that I've seen to success for myself and for the businesses that I own. And the first one is consistency is key. So when you're a small business owner, you always get, you know, there's all these shiny objects, and you can get distracted of adding new things in, or should I change this up? You're asking, am I doing the right things? And I really find it important to focus on a niche, whatever industry that's in. It doesn't have to just be in the hair industry, but to focus on a niche that you can perfect and be super consistent with that. So that's my tip number one. Tip number two is always be growing, both personally and professionally. And that goes back to when I owned my gym. If I would not have taken the time to invest in a coach at that time to give me an outsider's view of what was going on in my business and how could I grow it, I never would have seen that I was the one doing all the work and that I needed to step back and hire a team of people to help me get where I wanted to be and to also create some balance in my life. As small business owners, we just feel like we have to do it all. And that kind of leads into my last tip of grow a team of top talent. Not just a team of people, a team of top talent. And don't think that you can do it all. You never want to get to the top of the mountain alone. It's boring there. So find people that align with your vision and take them along for the journey with you, and you will get there so much quicker.
I love that. I think they're great tips. I want to just touch on a couple of things. So first of all, you struck a chord when you said that in your gym business, you were doing all the things. You were doing long hours just servicing your clients. And I think this probably is the same for any type of business, whatever industry, but it's very common in the hair and beauty industry because we become business owners because we love the art of doing hair or beauty, and we love to look after our clients, and we want to pave our own way. But we hit burnout because we're servicing the clients, we're trying to run the business, and then we've got a team to manage, and doing all the things is virtually impossible for one human being to do any of it well. Fair call?
Right.
Yeah. So I think that realization in itself is probably the first most important thing, to realize that you actually can't do all the things, even if you're Superman. It's not smart to do all of the things.
And even when you know that, so recently at Tossled, my blow dry bar, I started feeling overwhelmed again. And you're never going to fully move past that. You're always at each level of success, you're always going to hit a level of overwhelm, but it's becoming aware of that. So when you start to feel overwhelmed, how can you acknowledge that? And how can you see, okay, what things are on my plate right now that are causing me to feel this way? And when you are aware of it and you do that brain dump of this is what I'm doing all day, every day, that's where you can start to visualize, okay, I might need to hire a front desk person, or I'm starting to turn away clients. And that's a good thing, right? Because your books are full, but it's also a bad thing because you're turning away money. So maybe it's time that you're ready to hire another stylist. So at every level of success, you need to become extremely hyper aware of when you're hitting overwhelm and what that cue from your body is telling you to do.
Yeah, I really like that actually, because you're right. Every next level, new level, new devil, right? And to recognize that you're at a new level comes with overwhelm. And I guess the more that you do it, the more you hit each level and go into that overwhelm and pull yourself out by growing, the faster you can learn to recognize it and step through that onto whatever is next. I just recently actually did a podcast talking about my own journey through another bout of overwhelm and coming through that, because it was the next level of success, which brings complications and new things to overcome and overwhelm ultimately. But I think the quicker we can recognize it and step through it, the better.
Definitely, I agree.
And that's where your tip of getting a coach and getting an outside view, somebody to look from the outside in, because when we're in our own bubble, it's really hard to see what's going on.
It is. And then we get stuck on the hamster wheel of just going around and around in circles. And for those listeners listening in to this episode, I can totally relate to maybe the feelings that you have right now of thinking about hiring a coach. You know that you've gotten so far, but to get to that next level, you're starting to question, can I do this on my own? You know, what are my next steps? What do I need to do? And you just don't even know where to go. And that's where I got to in my fitness business. Somebody reached out to me. Actually, I reached out to them with some of those questions, and they said, I really think that you need to hire a coach. A coach will be your accountability partner. They will give you that third person outsider perspective and just a fresh viewpoint of what you're doing right in your business and what are some holes. And I thought to myself, I can't afford that right now. It's just too much money. I don't think that that's right for me. And I drug my feet on it for a long time, for about 6 months, until I finally threw my hands up in the air and said, you know what? I can't do this alone. I need that support system. And every year since then, so I hired my first coach about 6 years ago. Every year since then, I have invested massive amounts of money in a business coach, because ultimately that's investing in myself, which has paid off tenfold for my businesses.
For sure. I have to say, same for myself. I've always had some kind of business coach, mentor, or support, always. It's lonely at the top, like you say. It's boring going it alone.
Yes. And you have struggles that other people don't have when you're a business owner. You know, you're somebody that's ambitious and you have big goals, and your friends, while you may think that they might be a good support system, or maybe your family, they often can't relate to where you want to go, or they can't see that vision that you have. And that's why a business coach is so important.
For sure. They don't always understand why you would want to put yourself through the things that you put yourself through.
Yes.
For sure. Now, I love a team of top talent. I think that's a really great sentence. It rolls off the tongue really nice, but you're so right. We shouldn't go it alone. It is boring. But what stood out to me was this ambition to have top talent. Tell me a little bit more about that. Like, why top talent? Yeah. Why is that so important?
Yes, because, okay, so anybody that is on your team, they are representing your brand. So if you have got somebody that is just not at your level, or can maybe deliver the quality of service that you expect for your clients, they are representing your brand. That's why I emphasize top talent. Mm. So it's difficult to find top talent. They are few and far between. And when somebody is top talent, they're often going to have several opportunities. So a few things that I do at TOSL that really allow me to attract that top talent. First and foremost, I've created core values, and I create massive clarity in the interview process on what our core values are and what we expect in the delivery of the service that we provide for our clients. And that weeds a lot of people out to begin with. When you have core values and you have KRAs, are what we call it, but key results areas, and a full job description, especially in the salon world, some hairstylists will go running the opposite way. And you can weed out the people that are not top talent very, very quickly. I also do a round of three interviews. So for even my front desk girls, I put them through three different interviews so that I can see how they show up in each one of those interviews. And if they are still giving me 110% in round two and round three, because some people will wear out by round two and round three, and that shows you how they're going to act long-term on your team. And that's, you know, that's something that you really need to ask yourself. But when you have such a niche focused and you are consistent and you are always growing as a person, you are going to start to attract those big thinking people. And those are the people that you want on your team.
I really, really love that, Kayleen, because you're so right. We do want to weed out those that aren't going to show up again and again and again. We too actually had three rounds of interviews, if we possibly could make that happen. But I know that a lot of the challenge for a lot of salon owners is the lack of people to choose from. And so it's really tempting to choose the best of a bad bunch sometimes. Because there's just not a lot of people applying in the first place. And so that can be a challenge, especially in smaller areas. But I think, you know, you're better to wait, wouldn't you say, for the right person than take on somebody who is the best of a bad bunch, because you're stuck with them then for the long term.
I agree. If I were in that situation, I would rather put forth the effort of extra hours myself and make sure that I'm delivering a quality service and building a quality brand. Because if you bring on, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Mm-hmm. And if you bring on somebody that is the top of a group of people that just are not top talent in what you define as top talent, and maybe they let down one of your clients, that client if they go out and speak poorly of your salon or your service, that is going to make its way through the community so fast. So I would rather grow slow and consistent than fast and deliver a subpar service.
Yes. Beautifully said. I agree. And double down on we call them KPIs, key performance indicators. Double down on the team that you have, ensuring that they're absolutely making the most of every client that is in the chair, rather than trying to rush filling them up and just having more for the sake of having more. So
right.
Great. That's really great. I think there's some big insights there. Tell us, being a business owner, second time round, what is a quote or a mantra or something that keeps you going or sane? Tell us, what is your quote?
Yeah, so my quote is actually one that I have come up with for myself. And it goes, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. Because I truly believe that whatever we want in life, as long as we put in 100% effort, we can achieve it. There's another quote out there that goes, fake it until you make it. And that's why I switched it up a little bit. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. I don't necessarily like faking it. I think that you should always sit back and visualize what you want and then start putting a plan to make it happen.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. What about a book or a podcast or a resource that you've enjoyed recently that you can recommend to us?
Yes. So I know you asked for just one, but I have a few because as business owners and just individuals with ambitions, we should always be growing. So for the books, Start With Why is a great one. You have to have such a strong why in your business. Otherwise, you're not going to stick through it through the hard times. A few others that have allowed me to set my business up for massive success is Traction. And then Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, because oftentimes we're the ones that get in our own ways. And then for podcasts, obviously they should listen to yours and they should listen to the Salon Success Show. But a few others that I really love are Ed Milet's show and Chris Harder for The Love of Money.
Oh, I've just found Chris just recently and I've just started. I needed something new on my list. And yes, just started him. I highly recommend it. Very good.
Yes. Well, he's actually my mastermind coach this year, so you won't be let down.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really great. Isn't it interesting how sometimes things come to you or, you know, put in front of your pathway and then they show up again and again and again in a really short space of time?
Yes.
That's really interesting to me.
Yes.
All right. Well, look, we'll put all of those. Thank you for so many resources. And please just comment on the one again that is about getting in your own way. What was that one?
Oh, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza.
I love the idea of that because I one of the things I see a lot working with business owners is, do you know what? We get in our own way. And so I'm going to fish that one out. I think that's really great. Look, I'll put a link to all of those resources on the show notes page of this podcast. And it's been really awesome to have you. And you totally speak my language. Lots of tips there that I wholeheartedly agree with. So thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, where can people find you, your podcast, and your salon? Tell us, give us your dub.
Yeah, so my podcast is called Salon Success Show. You can download that on iTunes. And then on Instagram, Salon Success Mastermind. And then you can find my blow dry bar. It's The Tousled, and it's spelled Toussled.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Larissa.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I really loved chatting with Kayleen, so much so that I jumped onto her podcast to continue to chat with her about finding more freedom and profit in your business, as well as sharing a little of my own story. She interviews me on her podcast, which was a nice change, of course, and I loved our chat just as much as I have this one. I'm going to leave the link for my other chat with Kayleen on the show notes of this podcast at www.salonownerscollective.com /episodes. I look forward to seeing you over on the other chat with Kayleen, and I look forward to jumping into your earbuds next week.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.